Okay, hello everyone. I hope you're feeling great now. In this last talk, I'm going to talk a little about one common proverb among Iranian people, which I personally believe that it's wrong and bad and mistaken proverb, you know, and that's it, that they say sometimes that if you want to be safe, if you want not to be criticized and not to be scandal, in other words, you have to blend in the majority. What the heck? You know, how the hell this wrong proverb come from? I don't know. But I believe 100% that it is wrong, you know. It can lead us to failure, total failure, unfortunately, if we believe in this stupid proverb. You know, it says that you have to be obedient. You know, it's a matter of cowardice, for crying out loud. It comes from fear and cowardness, and you know, you want to be rebellion, you want to be different, you want to stand out if you want to be successful in your life. You want not to care about criticism from others. But that proverb says that no, you should care mostly about others than yourself. You know what? That's what it is. This says that you want to care about people and what they say, and you want to be like them. And but we know that lots of successful people, they were different, and this difference was the key to their success. You know, they were rebellion, they were different, they stood up. You know, they don't care about criticism, they were not obedient, you know, but this proverb almost says conformity, you know, conformity means look at other people and do whatever they're doing and do not be different, otherwise you will be sorry. But that's wrong. Yeah, you know, I don't deny it that sometimes that's necessary, that we have to be like others. I don't deny that. But for the most part, this proverb is wrong. It's really, really wrong. I don't know where this proverb come from, but this is really wrong, honestly. And it can lead us to failure if we choose to conform to the society and to the majority. No, on the contrary, we want to be rebellion. We want to be different sometimes in order to be successful. So that's it. I just wanted to discuss a little about this proverb, which I believed that was kind of wrong and misleading. Thank you so much for listening. And what's your opinion about that? I will be so happy to hear your idea about that. And until another Let's Talk, goodbye for now.